Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Major social media and online platforms are being asked to make a stand and join the fight against academic dishonesty. GAIN, or the Global Academic Integrity Network, which represents 40 education regulatory bodies from around the world, has today sent an open letter to the likes of X and LinkedIn and Google, urging the tech leaders to take action to stop the advertising of contract cheating services. I'm joined now by Gráinne Mooney, who's Senior Communications Manager at Quality and Qualifications Ireland. Gráinne, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
You might begin, I say proudly about myself, and explain how contract cheating works, because I've never heard of it.
Okay, so first of all, contract cheating in an education and training context is where a learner pays someone else to complete an assignment for them or to sit an exam on their behalf. And then commercial contract cheating refers to large online companies who supply assignment or essay writing services at scale. So they're often referred to as essay mills, and they promise to turn around written assignments in a matter of hours for a relatively small fee. And then the learner would submit that as their own work, which, as you can imagine, is behaviour that would be completely in breach of their education or training provider's academic integrity codes.
Is it common?
It is quite common. We don't have statistics here in Ireland, but we have, you know, globally, we know that there's a significant amount, anywhere between 10 and 20% of learners who actually are cheating, and a lot of it in this way. So we're seeing a lot of activity on social media platforms of these companies advertising their services. So that's what today's collective statement is about, really, to call on social media platforms to step up and play their part in helping us to get rid of this threat to Irish education.
How likely is it, Gráinne, I wonder?
Well, we have had engagement already here in Ireland with platforms such as adverts.ie, Dundee, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok. And that has resulted in content being identified and removed. But that experience isn't consistent across platforms. And even within platforms, it's not consistent across their global presence. And that's what we really would like to see, is that more consistent, systematic approach across all countries to removing this type of content.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult, though, to do this, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult. Certainly, you might be able to remove some explicit words like cheating or whatever, but to remove the practice might be more difficult. Would you agree?
The practice of using the contract cheating services?
Yeah, because it could be reframed, couldn't it, or repurposed? Or
Absolutely. And there is an element of whack-a-mole with these. Like, when we identify these services online, we report them, they're removed, they'll pop up somewhere else in another format. But what we are doing a lot of is awareness raising with students through the Union of Students of Ireland and through the National Academic Integrity Network to highlight to learners, you know, this is not the appropriate behaviour for you to be taking. There are guidelines and guidance from your education provider around this. You need to take note of that, and you need to avoid using these services. There are lots of supports within your institution. There are academic writing centres. There are MAS learning centres. There are libraries who help you with your academic writing. Your tutors are there to answer questions you have. So there are lots of you know, authentic supports that you can access within your institution that means that you're not accessing these sites, which really just is a complete breach of your academic integrity code.
And it's a relatively recent phenomenon as well. And you can understand how tempting it could be for a student. But you mentioned that, contract cheating companies have blackmailed students as well.
Yes, we have heard evidence of students being approached after they have purchased an assignment and submitted it. They've been approached by the contract cheating service and been threatened that if they don't pay money, if they don't recruit other students to use the service, that their education provider will be notified. Or in some cases, their employer, if they've gone through the education system and now in employment, that they will notify their employer. Mm-hmm. So that's a really, really negative personal impact for the learner. We also have identity theft has been identified as well as a problem with this. And that's just the impact on the learner. There's obviously impact on, you know, the reputation of the institution where they're studying. If it now calls into question the qualifications that are being earned there, and then at a higher level again, the quality of the education here in Ireland, you know, what does that mean if we can't stand over the qualifications that are being earned?
Is there the same type of concern, Gráinne, around the use of AI?
Yes, so at the moment, the use of AI, or how it could and should be used, is a huge topic of discussion within the education and training sector. And obviously, like any other tool, it can be used positively or negatively. And I have no doubt that commercial contract cheating services have used that to really scale up their operations. But any use of any tool, whether it's, you know, artificial intelligence or contract cheating services, that undermines academic integrity. It undermines qualifications, and it needs to be tackled as a whole.
Yeah. Are those commercial contract cheating services, are they expensive to use?
No, they're not, unfortunately. They can turn around assignments literally in hours. You know, you could purchase an assignment for, you know, €90. It's not, you know, inaccessible in terms of fees.
But, you know, the fear obviously is if your classmate produces the same one. Because if you're a contract cheating company, isn't there a temptation as well for the same question that you might change little bits of the answer here and there? And here is Gráinne and Cormac producing the same essay more or less on Monday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what these contract cheating sites promise is that you get an original piece of work that is generated for you. But we're talking about a cheating company, so, you know, their ethical bona fides aren't really great, are they? But what a lot of institutions use is they use online services such as Turnitin that actually they're plagiarism detection software, and these would compare your submitted work for similarity against a large database of other student assignments and publications and online content. And they will detect any plagiarism, but they're not as effective when it comes to detecting an original, if you like, piece of work that has been generated by the contract cheating
company.
That is
genuinely, sort of speak, original, yeah. I'd love to know if a student or a family knows of these commercial cheating services being used and what the experience was, because as you say, there's so many holes in how you use it or the outcome as well, and it's not good overall for the integrity of the system of education that we have here. Gráinne Mooney, let's see where this goes. Senior Communications Manager at Quality and Qualifications Ireland. Thank you.